Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
One night, I just woke up and it went, killing Jesus. And I believe, because I'm a Catholic, that comes from the Holy Spirit. My inspiration comes from that. And so I wrote Killing Jesus because I think I was directed to write that.
You believe the Holy Spirit directed you to write Killing Jesus?
Yes, I believe that.
The familiar voice of Bill O'Reilly of Fox News and of publishing fame. He's written Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, his latest, and we can say at least in terms of financial impact, his greatest, Killing Jesus, is now on the shelves, a New York Times bestseller, and he believes that he was inspired by the Holy Spirit in the middle of the night to write this book. And yet he says that this book is an historical look at Jesus, not a religious look at Jesus. It is just the facts. It is not any embellishment. It's not any speculation. It's only what he and his co-author believed that they could prove about Jesus in terms of the criteria of history. Now, he did a CBS 60 Minutes interview. That's an excerpt from that CBS 60 Minutes interview. We're going to play that interview for you in its entirety for the next half hour of Issues, etc. A little bit of audio open lines. Rescheduled some guests here just at the last moment. Bill O'Reilly talking about his book, Killing Jesus, and I want your reaction to what he has to say. You've already heard him say one thing. The Holy Spirit inspired him to write this book. He doesn't exactly say the Holy Spirit inspired the book, okay? To be fair to Bill O'Reilly, he claims that he was personally inspired to write the book by the Holy Spirit, not that the Holy Spirit inspired the text of his book. So he is not making that claim. But what's your reaction when you have an author who's written other accounts of famous assassinations or murders, or in this case of Jesus, an execution, saying, look, I'm going to get to the facts of the story. I'm going to give you the history of the story. I was inspired by the Holy Spirit to do this. And my book does not agree with the New Testament in some important points. Our call-in number for audio open lines, Issues Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, the 1st of October, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with a question or comment on your reaction to Bill O'Reilly's interview on CBS 60 Minutes on his book, Killing Jesus. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or we've left space at our Facebook fan page. You can leave a comment, a question, and a reaction there as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's get into the story from CBS News interviewing Bill O'Reilly on 60 Minutes on his book, Killing Jesus.
Bill O'Reilly has reigned as the king of cable TV news for more than a decade, but it's his new role as the author of history books that has also made him a publishing powerhouse. His last two books, Killing Lincoln and Killing Kennedy, sold more than 5 million copies. And now O'Reilly is adding to his opus with a new book that's likely to be his most popular and divisive of all, called Killing Jesus. Although he's a devout Catholic, he didn't write a religious book. He doesn't call Jesus the Son of God or the Messiah. O'Reilly admits that some of his facts directly contradict the Bible, and he stands by them. And he also tells us his inspiration for killing Jesus is nothing short of divine.
All of the ideas come to me in the middle of the night. And one night, I just woke up and it went, killing Jesus. And I believe, because I'm a Catholic, that comes from the Holy Spirit. My inspiration comes from that. And so I wrote Killing Jesus because I think I was directed to write that.
We're listening to Bill O'Reilly being interviewed on 60 Minutes, CBS News, and his claim that the Holy Spirit inspired him to write his latest bestseller, killing Jesus? I want your reaction, your questions, and your comments. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you do with an author who says, and he speaks here as he says, as a Catholic, that he was inspired to write his latest bestseller? The title came to him in the middle of the night when he says his best ideas come to him. And it came to him from the Holy Spirit. He was directed, in effect, by God to write this book. And that book, by his own admission, disagrees with the other inspired text, the New Testament Gospels. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
You believe the Holy Spirit directed you to write Killing Jesus?
Yes, I believe that.
And why would the Holy Spirit choose you?
You're asking me to speculate about the deity.
Well, you are suggesting that you are the chosen one, Bill.
I'm not the chosen one. I'm just one of many who have been given gifts. I can write and I can bloviate on TV. So I'm trying to use the gifts in a positive way. And I believe that's all directed, and that's why I'm here on the planet.
Now, I don't know if he's making a grandiose claim about, you know, his purpose in the planet's history. I don't think he's going that far. But he does believe that it was inspired to get to the bottom line, get to the historic bottom line of who this Jesus is. So he's making no special claim of personal inspiration. But to simply be directed by God, his reason is he has this forum, he has this ability to write, he has this ability to present himself on television, and he was directed by God to get to the bottom line facts of Jesus' life. What's your reaction? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. He's not claiming to write a new religious text here, but simply the historical account of Jesus. Now, that seems to presume something, that the other account of Jesus that we have in the New Testament is not entirely historical. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc.
Being chosen pays well. More than $10 million for this book. Almost unheard of in publishing. He shares it with his co-author, Martin Dugard. And O'Reilly, who once taught high school history, hired Dugard, a history writer, to do the research, which included a visit to the Holy Land to replicate Jesus' return to Jerusalem and his final walk.
And I said, this is where we want to go. Find me the greatest stuff you can find me. Then he gives me the research in the narrative form, and then I take that. I start from scratch, and I mold it in my way.
Are you with me? You see where that is?
With O'Reilly in New York and Dugard in California, they work together on the books by computer and over the phone. Hard to believe, but they wrote Killing Jesus in just 8 months.
The way we have it now is perfect.
I don't know if I'm that shocked that he wrote the book in 8 months, especially when you have someone else writing most of it for you. I don't know that I'm that shocked. He said before, in response to a different question, that he didn't want to speculate about the deity. So he isn't going to treat Jesus as a deity, even though he says, as a Catholic, I think he still believes that Jesus is God. In some sense, he doesn't specify how Jesus might be God. He just wants to deal with the human side of Jesus. He wants to deal with the human aspect of this man of history. He finds him fascinating, so he's going to give us the real history of the real Jesus. You know, this doesn't sound like anything new. Sure, it sells books, but it doesn't just sound like anything new to me. People have been trying to give us the real Jesus for a long time. Scholars, historians, now Bill O'Reilly. What do you think of it? What's your reaction? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And our in-studio email address, live this Tuesday afternoon, October the 1st, talkback@issuesetc.org.
In the book, you don't refer to Jesus as the Son of God. Why?
Because it's not a religious book. There's no religion in the book, nothing. It's all about history.
He trumpets his books as easy-to-read, fast-paced thrillers.
I just want to write about important things in a very entertaining way. That's the formula.
And that will sell books. There's no doubt about that. If you want to write about anyone, any fascinating figure of history, I'm a huge fan of history. And what fascinates me about history is not just the events, but the people who populate those events. They're the most fascinating part of it. But do you detect something in Bill O'Reilly's approach to his subject in his latest book? I don't think he would have said, you know, I'm not going to write a book about a president. It's not a political book. When he wrote Killing Lincoln or Killing Kennedy, I just want to do history on the man. And yet with Jesus, he says, I'm not going to write a religious book. That's why I'm not going to deal with the question of whether Jesus is the Son of God. A question that, well, at least in terms of history, is hard. It's hard to approach Jesus as a figure of history without his claim and the claim of so many others who followed him that he is, in fact, God. If you don't want to speculate about the deity, Bill O'Reilly, then I suggest you take their word for it, not your own speculation or even your own research, as good as it may be. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. When we come back, your questions, your comments, your reaction to Bill O'Reilly, CBS News 60 Minutes interview on his latest book, Killing Jesus. He's put together what he claims to be is an historical account of the man Jesus, not a religious book. And it disagrees in some key ways with the New Testament. We'll be right back with your questions, your comments, and your reaction. This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
If you want to take the Bible literally, then that's your right to do that.
But you use as your sources for this book the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you pick and choose.
Right, but that's not our only source. I mean, we use Muslim sources, we use Roman sources, we use Jewish sources.
So is this the gospel according to Bill?
This is best available evidence according to Bill.
And that's the entire claim he's making in his book, Killing Jesus. That's Bill O'Reilly on CBS News' 60 Minutes, an interview on his bestseller book, Killing Jesus. He says, I'm just trying to give you the best available evidence on the man Jesus. He's not trying to write a religious tome or a theological treatment of Jesus. Is that really possible in your mind? What's your reaction to Bill O'Reilly's claims in his latest book, inspired to write it by the Holy Spirit, and, well, in effect, more accurate than the New Testament? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Mike is listening in Kansas City. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'm going to bounce something off you here, Pastor Wilkin, that I have really, I've thought about this, and I've looked at this for a number of years. Haven't read much on it. But I really think what's going on here is what Scripture calls divination and witchcraft. I mean, think about what King Saul did. King Saul, God quit speaking to King Saul. So what did King Saul do? He tried to find some way outside of the prophets, outside of the perimeters that God gave him to hear him. He tried to find something on some way on his own that God would speak to him, and not only that God would speak to him, but that God would tell him what he wanted to hear. And that's a very key point. And these evangelical Christians, and I came up through this charismatic nonsense, so many of them, they talk about witchcraft and divination as being like, you know, trick-or-treating or watching a Wizard of Oz movie or whatever. That is not what Scripture says about divination. About divination, and I looked at all the Hebrew words in Scripture, divination is talking about trying to find God's hidden will without regard to God giving them that will. And that's precisely what Bill O'Reilly is doing here when he says the Holy Spirit is guiding him while he simultaneously tears Scripture out of the Bible.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. What about the rest of you? Your reaction to the Bill O'Reilly 60 Minutes interview on his latest book, Killing Jesus, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Now, to be fair with Bill O'Reilly, he's saying, no, I'm just going back to the best historical sources I have. I'm not seeking out any kind of direct inspiration. He hasn't really claimed direct inspiration for the text of his book, but he says the Holy Spirit inspired him, at the very least the title, to write it, to go ahead and take up the project. But he is pitting what he thinks are better historical sources against the New Testament. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Let's see what John has to say. He's listening in Missouri. Hi, John.
Hi.
What's your reaction, John?
Oh, well, I think there's just a tremendous amount of contradiction in what he's saying. Being inspired by the Holy Spirit, I think it's contradictory that the Holy Spirit would inspire anyone to write anything that's contradictory to the gospel to begin.
All right, John, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Well, you know, that kind of goes to something we were talking about a little bit earlier. Is the Holy Spirit going to inspire Bill O'Reilly to write a book that gainsays the New Testament? Because you can't really have it both ways. Of course, Bill O'Reilly is now rather infamous for gainsaying the New Testament. This is just kind of a formal publishing effort to do this. He would probably find supporters and those who agree with him in his historical conclusions. Not all of them are wrong, by the way. He does have some valid historical conclusions in there. But to say, you know, I don't think this could have happened the way the New Testament presents it because the history or my research or the research that my co-author did doesn't seem to suggest it, is gainsaying the New Testament. There's no two ways about it. And to claim that the Holy Spirit is inspiring you to do that, well, I mean, that might help you sell books. But it doesn't seem to be entirely... Either you're inspired to write this, or the authors were inspired to write what they wrote in the New Testament. And if the two disagree, you've got a contradiction on your hands, which I think Bill O'Reilly would probably embrace. He'd say, of course we do. And I'm right. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Not making as much press about his claim of inspiration, personal inspiration, for writing the book Killing Jesus, is his interesting theory about why, in fact, Jesus was executed.
The title Killing, using killing, a bit sensationalist?
Of course. Of course it's sensationalist. That's who I am. I'm a sensationalist. I'm a big mouth. I get attention. In this world, you have to, if you want a mass market presentation, you have to get attention.
What did you find you think people will be surprised to learn about Jesus?
That he was a regular guy, very afraid, very afraid.
What do you mean very afraid?
Scared to die, scared to be put on a cross, and that he got angry, and that he was a little violent, and that he was a man.
Explain how he was violent.
Well, when he went into the temple and overturned those money changers, he was absolutely livid. He was personally insulted that the temple was being used as a place of commerce, and not only that, but they were stealing from the folks.
He was upset with people of his own faith.
Absolutely. He was upset that the Jews were taxing, overtaxing, and extorting the folks.
And that story is important to tell because it explains why so many people wanted him dead.
That's the crux of the killing Jesus theme, is that there was a reason he was executed. Not that he was saying he was God. Droves of people said they were God. But now, when you interrupt the money flow, now you're into territory where they got to get rid of him.
That's an interesting theory on why Jesus was crucified. It doesn't exactly fit with the way the New Testament tells the story. Just to be quite clear here, the New Testament tells the story consistently in all four Gospels as Jesus not only upsetting the money changers, but upsetting those who were trying to dispense salvation through their teachings, the religious leaders. And it is they who drove the movement to have Jesus killed, and they did it not as, you know, inciting the crowds against him. They didn't do that until the very end. They did it secretly. They manipulated Pilate to get it done, and they weren't doing it because their pocketbooks were on the line. Although that might have had something to do with it, their main reason is they considered Jesus to be a blasphemer. That's the consistent rationale that is laid out, that they considered Jesus to be a blasphemer. They might not have, I'm sure that they had their own personal motives, but the charge they brought against him was that he did, in fact, claim to be God. Someone who says, "I am God." They even say in his final trial before the religious leaders, this man makes himself out to be God. Jan is listening in Atlanta. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I have no problem with Mr. O'Reilly writing a book to make money. But I think that Scripture has something to say about who Jesus is and why one should write about Jesus. I think of Hebrews 1, where he says, "In many times and many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son." So there's no new revelation. That's the first thing. And I don't think Roman Catholics are evangelicals, are they? The second thing I think of is where Christ says that you can have, you know, everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. The Holy Spirit is not going to inspire you to omit important facts about Jesus or embellish them. So, you know, I'm worried about his eternal salvation as regarding this publication.
Jan, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Atlanta. Well, I think the concern is there anybody who says that what they find in the Bible regarding Jesus is they don't find it credible. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're forfeiting salvation. But it certainly is, if you want to get to forfeiting your salvation, that's the path you'd be advised to take, is to question what the Scriptures have to say about this Jesus. Here's one more cut from his CBS 60 Minutes interview on his book, Killing Jesus, where he questions the veracity of the New Testament.
Killing Jesus examines the final days and final hours before Jesus was crucified. O'Reilly writes Jesus was just 36 years old.
You go in great detail to describe Jesus' crucifixion, in gory detail.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's important to understand the brutality of the day. And what they did to this guy who did absolutely nothing. And life was cheap.
According to O'Reilly, depictions like this are wrong. that Jesus was not nailed to the cross through his hands because his hands would not have held the weight of his body. So Jesus was really nailed through his wrists. And O'Reilly says there was usually a seat on the cross, but soldiers took it off this time because they wanted Jesus to die faster.
They didn't want the folks seeing him on there. They thought there was going to be big trouble if they saw him there. So they wanted to kill him and out of there.
Now, there's nothing necessarily wrong with his conclusions about how the manner in which Jesus was crucified, because the Bible doesn't specify whether it was hands or wrists or whether there was a little stool on the cross. Those things are matters for historical speculation, the proper realm of saying, well, we don't really know, right? So there's no gripe there. Steve says, is Bill O'Reilly considered a good historian? This man would be facing death threats if he had said something similar about Muhammad. You can't understand the actions of Jesus without the context of the Old Testament. Well, I would even go so far as to say you can't understand the actions of Jesus. You can't be a good historian on Jesus and ignore the New Testament text or use others to overturn them. Rosie in Douglas, Wyoming says, ridiculous. He wants to say that he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, yet claim that his book is void of religion. Then he wants to claim that he believes that the history contained in the Bible is largely accurate, but then, with the same breath, says he's not going to take the Bible literally. People are going to view this book as apologetics because this is how Bill has portrayed it. He's leading people astray by claiming these things as facts, when, in fact, this book should be on the same shelf as the Da Vinci Code and labeled as fiction. Rosie, thanks for listening in Wyoming. Well, that's a great point, isn't it? If you're going to write history, write history. And if you're going to be a good historian, go to the primary historical sources. What are they? The men who heard Jesus, who saw Jesus, who witnessed the very things that happened. And where do you find those? You find those in the New Testament. That's just a matter of history. Now, if you're going to write a book that's going to question the primary sources, you're free to do it. You'll make a lot of money. People already have. Bill O'Reilly's not doing anything new that the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, or any number of liberal Bible scholars haven't been doing for decades. In some cases, hundreds of years. If you're going to write that book, no matter how well it sells, that gainsays the New Testament, first-hand historical sources, just don't put it on the history shelf. I'm Todd Wilkin, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.